He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are now into hour number two, and if I seem frantic, I am. I mean, I'm pacing up and down in the morning and the evening with my wife. I'm moving out in the country because I know the society's collapsing. More and more, they admit we're going into a depression. I know we've got totally ruthless globalists running things. I mean, look at how much of what we've talked about has come true. The Chinese president announces that they want to get rid of the dollar as the world reserve currency and replace it with the Chinese currency. Exactly what we told you the Russians and the Chinese had planned. Our own elite have had this planned. And he's going to be with us until 45 after, and then no doubt I'm going to have him back up later in the week for an hour and a half, two-hour interview. I just wanted to introduce Lindsey Williams to our Sunday audience. He's never been on with us on the Sunday broadcast. I think we may have rebroadcast part of an interview with him once, but this is his first live interview on the Sunday broadcast, so I want to come back in the next segment and introduce him. But remember, he was on with us 3 months ago, and Ken Frum was very ill, and had told him he could start talking more about him. That was the head of operations for Atlantic Richfield. The other guy was the actual CEO at another big oil company. I know his name. I can't, you know, reveal that. But now Lindsey can give you even more information from his meeting with the other living former CEO. But what did the living CEO and the deathbed CEO, Ken Frum, who died about a month ago, tell him? Well, 3 months ago, they both told Lindsey Williams that oil was going to be going from 60 roughly to 150 to 200 by the end of 2011. That starting from 6 months out, it would just accelerate. Well, look, that has already begun. In fact, Lindsey said it will start immediately, but, you know, 6 months run up 140, 150. After that, could go all the way to 200. Lindsey's done this before with his source. Lindsey's done this before. So, Lindsey, we're about to go to break and come back to the full audience. Some stations don't carry this little five-minute segment. But you've got new information from the other living former oil company, Big Three CEO, that adds to this image you're putting together for us.
Alex, I've been in communication with the gentleman who promised to give me information after Ken Frum died. I've had numerous communications with him in the past week. The things he has told me that are about to take place, I am so glad that I can be with your audience today. I must warn you as to what's about to happen. I plead with you. I beg of you. I'm going to go over the things, each one, one at a time. I plead with you to take immediate action, Alex.
I'm trying to take immediate action. You know how slow things move, and I'm trying to protect myself individually. I want to recap, though, briefly, your history, what Ken Frum told you, those big predictions that we now see unfolding. And, you know, I wish you were wrong, Lindsey, but all these years when you couldn't tell us their names, I knew the names. Dr. Monteith had called the men and confirmed it. And it's funny, it was hiding in plain view back in the early summer of 2008, you had made your announcement, but then hiding in plain view, I noticed that a few weeks later we'd gone to Bilderberg to cover it, and Jim Tucker's source inside Bilderberg said oil's going to go up to 150. And so separately, you basically are hitting Bilderberg-level sources. We're hitting our Bilderberg-level sources and giving people that intel, and that shows just how much power these people have.
These people control the world. They tell the president what to do. They dictate to Congress what bills to pass. And, Alex, it was only by the providence of God that I had the privilege of living with these people for 3 years' time as the chaplain, invited to be their chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, got to know some of them, and over the years they've told me these things. It's not Lindsey Williams. I am not a prophet. But these people tell me these things, and I give out the message exactly as they've told to me, and that's what you've been hearing time after time on your program, is what these elitists tell me personally, and I feel a moral obligation to warn the world, because very few people have the contact and the privilege of rubbing shoulders with them in such a manner. And again, I say, I give it all the providence of God, all the glory to God, because now I can tell you what they're going to do, and you must take immediate action because of what I've been told in the past.
Okay.
Time that
Pastor, stay there. Go. Absolutely. 1 minute break. Coming right back to you. Recap that. Let's get into the new intel.
a very wealthy U.S.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like him any more than he did.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting.
We are back live. We are now 6 minutes, 37 seconds into the second hour. We do 2 hours here every Sunday evening, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to direct PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, not just radio listeners, but for radio listeners, you can just go to InfoWars.com. Oil off on U.S. data, but OPEC eyes $100 in sight. That's out of Reuters. Here's another headline. Could oil reach $150 a barrel by late 2012? Well, actually, one of the head executives said by the end of this year it could hit $150 a barrel. That was in Associated Press. Here's another one. Two oil executives predict much higher oil prices for the coming year. That's December 28th. Bloomberg reporting that OPEC is saying they're going to hold production so that it basically comes out at $100 a barrel just in the next few months. Lindsey Williams worked on the Trans-Alaska pipeline back in the 70s as a pastor. He also ran a flight operation, flying goods in. He's a pilot. And the CEO of Atlantic Richfield, the head of operations at Atlantic Richfield, and others invited him in to be part of the board meetings because they liked having a chaplain, and he really helped them getting the amount of fighting and carousing and prostitution and drinking down. He's saving a lot of money as kind of their liaison to the thousands of oil field workers. And Pastor Williams then, of course, wrote a best-selling book, The Energy Non-Crisis, which decades later it's admitted that they know that there's more oil in Alaska than Saudi Arabia, and they just won't let us have it, because the big oil cartels, not the environmentalists, the big oil cartels want to artificially keep the price high. Now, and they want to keep us independent. Dependent on Chinese oil, not Middle Eastern oil. Chinese money, Chinese loans, Middle Eastern oil. And so Lindsey now joins us to get into all of this and break it down, because in the last 3 years on this show, he talked about Mr. Ken Fromm, who was the head of operations at Atlantic Richfield and a high-level globalist. And Fromm had been giving him a lot of intel over the years. And he told him back in the early summer of 2008 that oil would be going from $60 a barrel to $150, and it did exactly that. Then he told Lindsey, no, it's going to go down now. When the media was saying it was going to go up, it instantly began to go down about a month later. And then he, right before he died of cancer 3 months ago, he told Lindsey 3 months ago that it was going to be going up to $150 later in the year, and then possibly even $200. He told him that 3 months ago. Then he died about a month ago. The other oil exec, former CEO of another major oil company, I'll just leave it at that, and I know his name, but I can't reveal it here, has been talking to Lindsey, and he concurs with that. Now, it was $62 a barrel then. It's 90-something now, going towards 100. And so this is a short segment, but long segment's coming up. Lindsay, you've got the floor on the big, not predictions, but what the elite told you they're going to do, what's coming in the next year, and then new information you got from the other CEO, even more powerful than Ken Frum, who's now dead, so you could put out all the information now that he's passed. Please continue.
There positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. Let me make it as emphatic as I possibly can. Now, this past week, one of these individuals has been communicating with me. He has told me a number of things, and I want to enumerate them one at a time because people in the listening audience, I am pleading with you to take immediate action in relation to...
But let's go over what he told you 3 months... Hold on, Lindsay. But let's go over what he told you 3 months ago, because dollar devaluation, oil going way up, I mean, everything you talked about, and then within a month, all the other oil execs and people were saying it in public. So the point is, I mean, you're getting the real info here. This is not baloney.
Over the past 35 years... These two individuals have given me information, and not one single time have they ever been incorrect on anything they've ever said. One of the items that is of most importance to you right now that he said to me back 2 years ago, he said, there will be no shortage. Folks, please catch these words, and then let me try to explain why. There will be no shortage of food and water. Now, I know this is a little different than what you're hearing on some shows, but I'm giving it to you from the elite themselves. But then he went on to say, you will not be able to buy it. And I asked him the question. I said, folks, I'm sure you've seen this with grocery store. And I asked him why. I said, well, what are you talking about? He said, the grocery store shelves will be full, but you will go hungry. I just came back from the grocery store a few moments ago buying some things for my family. In one week, the price of some toilet good paper goods have gone up $3 in the Safeway.
No, you said 2 years ago that food prices would double, and now I have the headlines. Wheat and corn up by 50% just in the last 6 months. It's dollar devaluation, but the media won't tell anybody why this is happening.
I plead with you, go. You do this immediately. You've got to get 6 months' supply of food into your house immediately. The currency is devaluating so rapidly, and I was told this past week what's going to happen to the gold and silver market, and I've got the figures here in front of me, which I'm going to read you when we come to this next segment. And, folks, the dollar is going down so rapidly. I was told, and I've told it on the Alex Jones Show numbers of times, by the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. Now, Mr. Frum said that before he passed away. This new individual is confirming to me that they are on time. Their timeline is right where I was told it was going to be. They feel that the American people are waking up too rapidly. They may have to retreat just a little bit. But they definitely are on target for what they want to do. Now, you're going to see it, first of all, at the grocery store. You're seeing it right now, and the dollar is devaluating so much that if you don't get 6 months' supply of food in that house immediately, you probably will not be able to afford it because the dollar is going to be so worthless.
And again, 3 months ago, you told people when it was $60-something dollars a barrel that it was going to be going up, and look what happened, just like in 2008. You told me the same thing.
They told me it was going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. Alex, I went on your show. I almost had to apologize for what I was saying. People said, you're crazy. You shouldn't say things like that over Alex Jones' show. I did, and 2 months later, it happened exactly as they had said it. You remember when you were paying $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump, and they told me, Alex, you heard me say this on your show. They said it's going to stay that way for 2.5 years. Alex, didn't I say that?
Lindsay, all the interviews are archived, millions of views all over the web. You said with precision it's going to go from $60 to $150, and it went to $149. Then at its peak, you called and said, now they say it's going back down below $60. You said it's going to $40. Everybody laughed at you. I got made fun of. Within 3 months, it was below 100. Within 6 months, it was down to a few days below 40. And, I mean, so you didn't just say exactly how it would go up, exactly how it would go down. Now, your same source on his deathbed, he's dead now, 3 months ago, he died a month ago, said it's going 150, maybe even 200 in the next year. Now that's in the headlines because I know who these men are. I can now say Ken Frum, former head of Atlantic Richfield, the other guy even more high-powered. I'll just call him Mr. L. Is that okay to say that?
That's perfectly fine. We can get by with that. But 2 years ago, they told me that it was going to stay somewhere around $50 to $70 a barrel for 2.5 years, Alex. It did it almost to the month. I'm telling you now where I have been told that it is going. It is going to $150 to $200 a barrel in 6 to 9 months. Unless the American people wake up too fast, they would retreat slightly for a short period of time if they see that happening. And Alex, the American people are waking up, but it is going to $150 to $200 a barrel. You're going to be paying $4 to $5 a gallon at the gas pump within the next 6 to 9 months.
Stay there, Lindsey Williams. More. They've given you new intel. You've talked to the other guy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have MicroPlant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We are back live. Pastor Lindsey Williams has made prediction after prediction accurately on this show. But as he'll tell you, he's just telling you what some high-level former CEOs are telling you. And globalists love being insiders. They love having the info that the general public doesn't, because they make incredible profits because of it. I mean, I remember reading even public globalist reports about, well, we'll devalue the global currencies and it will cause commodities to go up like gold and oil. And then I'm not a rocket scientist, but I know to then tell folks get into gold and silver and look where it's gone. I told you get into silver when it was $5 an ounce. Now it's right up at 30. I told you get into gold when it was 260 an ounce. Now it's at 1400. I mean, these are laws of economics for thousands of years. And the mainstream media, when it tells you something that's different, it's not because they're stupid. They're lying to you like you're chumps. I mean, I don't care if it's John Wayne's family, a big part of his family, or billionaire folks that are well-known that I've talked to. I mean, all the people I've talked to, or powerful people I know that have talked to others, or then all the mainstream news articles about the wealthy starting 4 years ago fleeing the country. Because they know they set up the Glass-Steagall Act, the repeal of it. They know they did this. This is a strategic operation. This is a plan. And that's what's so frustrating. And you heard the key from Lindsey Williams. Our mole, you know, inside Bilderberg power level organizations, is that if we wake up, they can't get away with it. So they're always gauging. They're always gauging. I remember 2009 Bilderberg, the intel came out that they were going to start lowering prices because folks were so mad. I remember the 2006, the sources were they're going to pop the real estate bubble, they're going to call it a bailout, start global devaluation. That was from our Bilderberg source via Daniel Estulin. I mean, this is real information, ladies and gentlemen. And what do you make of the Chinese president announcing that the days of the dollar as the world reserve currency are over? Lindsey Williams, you've got the floor. Break down your statement on that. The other things that both the living CEO told you and on the deathbed admissions of Mr. Frum, and then the talking to the big Mr. X who's still alive, the new incredible info. He's giving you more info, Lindsey.
New information as of this past week, Alex. I must warn all of your listening audiences. I plead with you. Okay, I'm going to begin with the first one right now. This is so important. Gold and silver. I came on Alex Jones Show 2.5 years ago, and I said that I had just talked with the elitist friend of mine. And I said at that time you could buy gold for $700, $800 an ounce. And I pleaded with you. I begged you. I almost got on my knees over the radio program and said, you've got to go and protect your family, because this individual said to me, I was flabbergasted. I was literally beside myself one day on the telephone when he told me all the things that they had in store. And you'll remember what they were. He said, within 2 years, you'll not recognize America. After 2 years, you'll be so poor, you won't be able to do anything about it. He kept on using the expression, 2 years. And I came on Alex Jones Show and told you that I had asked him, all right, in light of what you've just told me, what can I do to protect my dinner table, my wife and my son? I've got to do something. And he said to me, he said, Chad, Chaplin, there's only one way you're going to protect yourself. He said you can't trust real estate. He said you can't trust anything that's written on a piece of paper. He said there's only one thing you can trust, and that is our currency. And I said, what is your currency? He said gold and silver. And he told me where it was going. He told me it was going right to where you see it go right now, and you haven't seen anything yet. And I came on the Alex Jones Show back when you could buy gold for $700 an ounce, and I pleaded with you and I begged you to protect your assets, to get out of your 401Ks, to get out of your IRAs, to get out of the stock market. And I said there's only one place that I've been told by the elite that you can protect your household, and that's in gold and silver. And those of you who didn't buy it back then, you're going to be paying $1,400 an ounce for it now, and you haven't seen anything. This past week, it was made plain to me that gold and silver is going through the roof. I must give it to you right now. Here it is. I need to start, first of all, with what happened 1 week ago with the COMEX Silver Exchange. Now, please, those of you who may not be familiar with this, very briefly.
Well, the giant mints are all running out of silver right now because the real silver market is much higher than the paper silver market that they've been suppressing. But go ahead.
It's happening. It's happening right now. And I was warned by my elitist friend this past week, and I'm going to tell you where it's going. The COMEX Silver Exchange holds gold and silver for the super wealthy of the world. They hold it for China. They hold it for Russia. And they give them a piece of paper saying we have it in our vaults. They announced a week ago that on hand they have 107 million ounces, but they have contractual obligations in the amount of 720 million ounces. And it happened. Alex, it happened 1 week ago, 1-7-11. It happened. There were four individuals who had gotten wind of all of this that are super wealthy people. They are not dealers. They withdrew. Four different people withdrew 1 million ounces from the COMEX Silver Exchange, and I'm sure you must recognize what happened within the past 7 days. Please, this is right now, folks, the first day of January. The United States Mint announced that in the previous 30 days, they had sold 2,221,000 ounces of silver. This is an all-time record for any month in all of history. Something very scary is going on out there, Alex, because in the first 12 days, folks, are you getting this? In the first 12 days of the month of January, the U.S. Mint announced that sales of silver have surged 50%, and in the first 12 days of January, the Mint sold 3,407,000 ounces of silver.
No, that was the headline, record silver sales, record physical silver sales, and now a federal judge has ordered the private Federal Reserve to turn over gold and silver documents where they've now been caught artificially suppressing the price with paper or naked shorting.
Gold and silver is going through the roof. It would not surprise me. Now, I did not, my elitist friend did not say this. I'm predicting personally on based on what I've been told in the past week's time. It wouldn't surprise me one bit if silver was not $50 an ounce by February the 1st.
Okay, but let's go back. Let's go back, though, Lindsay. Let's go back to what the new stuff he did tell you. I mean, what did he specifically say? Was it on the silver or what were the other issues? What's the new stuff?
Yeah, he did deal with gold and silver and pointed out the fact of what's happening. And the COMEX Silver Exchange is madly rushing to try to find every ounce of silver it can find in the world. And as a result, prices are going up. I'll go to the second item. The next item is food. Oh, this is so important. As you remember, I told you earlier that Mr. Fromm had said to me some while back about what is based in relation to food. And then I told you back about 2 years ago, there'll be no shortage in the grocery store shelves, but you won't be able to afford it.
All right, Lindsay, stay there. Let's come back and get into the food situation, the new intel you got from this globalist insider who's inside the inner circle, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. I'm Alex Jones.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida.
2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
This is our final segment with Lindsey Williams. He's going to be back with us in the third hour on Wednesday at 1 o'clock Central, and we'll have more time to get into more detail on all of this. But Lindsey just kind of freaked me out during the break because I've done my research. I've called these people separately. So did Dr. Monteith years ago, but we couldn't tell you who these elitists were. People were like, oh, sure, Lindsey. But then as they saw more and more things come true, the credibility exploded. And now he's told you Ken Fromm, because he was authorized to give Ken's name out, the former head of Atlantic Richfield, after he died. But he's got another Mr. X. In fact, both of them are in his book. Who's even more high-powered, but now is talking to Lindsey more because he's aware of all of the hubbub we've caused. And you were about to get into food, Lindsey, but you dropped a big bombshell personally for me, and it creeped me out even more Because I know we've had Rolling Stone here interviewing us and Nightline and MSNBC. I mean, you know, we are big. We reach millions of people a day. But that really creeped me out when you told me that they are specifically upset about Mr. Jones. Tell me exactly what Mr. X told you.
Well, within the past week's time, I have had probably, I think, five different communiques from this individual. And, Alex, you asked me, you told me I could say it, so I will. They are upset over you. I mean, they are very concerned. You are reaching masses of people. Alex, you definitely are putting a major emphasis on things that they don't necessarily like to be touched. And in one of these communiques this past week, they mentioned the fact that so much difference is being made in the minds of the American people, and a lot of it because of you, that they've got a problem on their hands, and they don't know exactly what to do with it. They got a problem with the president, and they also have a problem with you. And as a result, they may have to make a backstep. You see, there's only a handful of them, and yet they know there are millions of us out there. And if the American public begins to wake up too fast, when you're waking them up too, and whenever one of these individuals actually mentions you and what you're doing, I know it was kind of like back 2 years ago when the individual contacted me and said, Lindsay, you're saying too much. You better back up a little bit. Well, they haven't contacted you yet. But you positively are making an impact on America. And, folks, you've got to listen to everything you hear Alex Jones say every day, because the elite know he's out there, and they know that the American people are waking up because of it. So,
well, Lindsay, let me just throw this in briefly. I mean, more than even that, I need people's prayers, as you know, Pastor. And I passed the point of no return a long time ago. I am committed. I actually, over the years, have been approached by networks and people, basically, you know, to sell out. But, I mean, I can't sell out on my children and my family. I mean, I would never sell out because I'm a good guy. But, I mean, if it was like Boss Hogg wanting me to sell out, I mean, that's one thing. These people are really wicked and really evil and really hurt children and whole countries. I'm not going to have my soul and who I am tied up with them. There's no way. So it's not hard for me to not sell out. I am completely opposed to them. I mean, if it was like, here's a whole bunch of power and money for little stuff, but see, that's how it starts, you know, I might be tempted. I'm not even tempted, even at the point of threats. But if they do kill me, it underlines everything I've said. It highlights everything I've said. It puts exclamation points at the end. But I do hope listeners know, we're almost out of time here. I can't wait till Wednesday. We'll have you on for 2 hours, Lindsay, if you can do it. I know you've agreed to come on, but hopefully we can do 2 hours with you because there's so much to talk about. But you bring up an issue like this. I mean, all of us are in this together, and I've talked to a lot of high-powered people as well. They don't like what's going on. I mean, I've talked to people worth $500 million, $1 billion. I've talked to super high-powered people. They're scared, too, but they say, well, what do you do? Well, people need to just say no to this. We don't have to have World War III. We don't have to have total depression. We don't have to have environmental carbon taxes. We don't have to do it. But, Lindsay, we're almost out of time, and I know you never even want to plug this stuff, but I'm going to plug it, because over the years you put out the book. You've got the website, reformation.org. You've got six DVDs in the last 3 years covering all of this. You've got the two new CDs, The Voices of the Elite, with all the latest information. It's all available at prophecyclub.com. Those great folks are putting this out for you. Prophecyclub.com or 888-799-6111. But in closing, and then we'll talk to you again, because I'm coming back with this public service breakdown on the poisons that are in the water via the fluoride. Briefly, what is he saying about food? How much is it going to go up?
Food is going to go up very rapidly. You are going to be paying exorbitant prices, but yet the grocery store shelves will be full. There are positively 12 things that you must do immediately, and I've added a new one to them. I'm calling it 13 things now. You must prepare your family's medical needs. Now, I'm going to touch on this on your program this week. Oh, folks, please, you've got to know what the elite have in mind. They have a cure for cancer. And you'll hear it on my CDs.
Well, I mean, what's even crazier about all of this is
their physical needs.
I mean, they're also trying to set up these death panels. They're trying to the socialized health care. But I really want to get into this whole dollar devaluation, the food situation, all of it. Lindsey Williams, when we talk again, let me say bye to you during this break. I'm going to put you on hold because we're about to go to break here. Well, actually, we're going to break in a few minutes. But Lindsey, specifically on the food, though, because when you say they may take a back step, we're already seeing oil race up. But then the EU and others started freaking out. I mean, Lindsey, what do you see happening?
Oil has gone up 6 cents a gallon right here where I live in the past week. You are going to see this same progression continue right on through for the next 6 to 9 months until it gets to $4 to $5 a gallon. As far as food is concerned, you are going to see escalating food costs as you have never seen before, not because there's a lack of food, not supply and demand. This is going to merely be because the dollar is devaluating so quickly, and you watch crude oil prices, and you will know the devaluation of the dollar and the progression of the elite's program as to exactly where they are. And when you see silver prices going on up the way they are in the next few weeks, you likewise know that it's not the silver that's going up. It's the dollar that's devaluating, regardless of what the Federal Reserve says. They're going into their they really have escalated their program. The Federal Reserve now is borrowing $100 billion every 30 days just to handle the interest on our debt. And with this sort of escalation, the elite are able to accomplish everything they want in devaluing the dollar, which is going to show up at the grocery store shelves in the form of much higher prices for your groceries, whether it be produce or store shelf, canned goods, whatever it may be. That's the reason I plead, I beg, I get out on my knees and ask you, go to the grocery store and get 6 months supply of food because you can afford it right now. You
absolutely. Look, we already,
from now, Alex.
We see the big mega banks getting 0% interest, but we see interest rates on houses going up, credit card interest rates going up. I mean, this is the beginnings of Weimar Republic-style hyperinflation, inflation, unless we say no to the global debt, no to the derivatives bubble, no to Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of England. It's us or them. They plan to implode society to consolidate power and control. We need to stand up and say no. Lindsey, we're going to break here in a moment. I want to talk to you during the break, so please don't leave us. We're going to have Lindsey on for an hour, hour and a half, maybe even 2 hours. Coming up on the weekday show on Wednesday. The show is 11 to 2, but we go into overdrive a lot of days. 11 to 3, it's all simulcast as well at PrisonPlanet.tv. And yes, this is scary information, but it's better to know that it's these bad things are going on than to not know. The analogy is if there's a field and there's a bunch of pits in it with spikes at the bottom that could kill you, and you got to walk through that field. Is it better to know there are pits out there at night or to not be told about it? Out of sight, out of mind, positive thinking doesn't work when you're dealing with hardcore dangers. Now, when we come back, this video is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And when you're listening on the radio and you hear me making claims, everything I say on the video is mainstream news, government documents, and links on the video screen to the government documents. When I tell you they're putting radioactive isotopes by design in the water to sterilize you, I have where they're doing it and where they admit they're doing it to sterilize you. That's big news, isn't it? Yeah, this government's totally criminal. They're eugenicist scientists. They believe they're saving the earth for themselves. When you hear about the fluoride, when you hear about all of this, it's all documented, and it's up at Infowars.com. Get the video. Get it out to everybody. We'll be right back.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting PatriotInternet.com. For about $2 per month, PatriotInternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. PatriotInternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Hello, friends. Thank you for watching. This is an extremely important video. This is something that you can immediately take control of in your life that will massively give you and your family improved health benefits. I've done deep, deep research, and I've interviewed brain surgeons and scientists like Dr. Russell Blaylock, top chemists and toxicologists like Dr. Paul Conant, and just countless others. I've had the former heads of the EPA union and the FDA unions on in the last 11 years, who since 2000 have had tens of thousands of their members in their unions, scientists, send letters and petitions to the government saying, we know sodium fluoride is at least doubling bone cancer in the general public and more than doubling it in men. We know that sodium fluoride is attacking the thyroid, and then listing all the mainline studies. We know it's causing dental fluorosis and problems, not just in the teeth, but in the bones. And so under that incredible pressure 6 years ago, the American Dental Association came out and said, you know what? If you're under six, you don't want to brush with fluoride toothpaste. And then other branches of the federal government came out and said, you know what? You don't want to give babies in their baby formula that you mix up, or their cereal, their rice cereal, you don't want to give them fluoride tap water. But then you go to the baby store. I have three children, three small children. You go to the baby store, and it's five, six, seven brands, all the brands of water, bottled water, say fluoride for babies. Fluoride, nursery water, what they need. And I'm going, well, wait, they've said for 6 years, they admit it's hurting their brains, it's hurting their teeth, it's causing dental fluorosis before the teeth have emerged. What's going on? And then I see children's toothpaste that they're targeting two-year-olds with that's got Spider-Man on it or Superman or Batman. I mean, it's got or Papa Smurf, you name it. And it's sodium fluoride for kids. It says on the back, if you swallow even a pea size of this called poison control, everybody knows kids eat toothpaste. I've got organic for mine, and my kids, you know, especially the little ones, are always trying to eat it. And so with horror, I sit here and I warn people, and we have the studies. We have the admissions. And then something wild happened last week on the seventh day of January 2011. Something amazing happened. All of a sudden, the CDC put out a press release, the federal government did, and the AP and others picked it up, and it said, too much fluoride in water, government says. High levels causing spots on teeth. Recommended limit to be lowered from 0.7 or 1.2 milligrams per liter, or one part per million, roughly. And they're saying that they want to lower that even more because they're admitting it's causing dental fluorosis, yellow spots on the teeth. Also, the teeth are getting weak. They don't tell you the rest of what their studies have shown. Massive increases in bone cancer. Massive reductions in IQ. And this has been known for almost 100 years. Fluoride's one of the most studied things out there because it naturally kept getting in water supplies all over the world and causing problems. The Chinese know. The Japanese know. The U.S. knows. The Germans. I mean, it's a sick joke how documented all of this is. And they really overall whitewash it in the article. You know, they're saying, oh, you'll get enough if we cut that amount in half. What they don't tell you is massive more amounts of this are put in things like powdered eggs and thousands of other processed products, sodium fluoride, that it's in toothpaste at levels much, much higher than it is water, that it's being used as a pesticide now on crops, and it goes through the cell wall of the plants and bioaccumulates. The fact is their poisoning is so accelerated that they know that we're becoming aware of it, and so they know that it's coming to a critical flashpoint with the public, so they're backing off and going, okay, yeah, those studies are out there. Okay, scientists in the government, stop complaining. We'll cut the amount, knowing that they're not really targeting you so much in the water now as they are in the food, in the toothpaste, in the crops that are having it sprayed on it. Now, for those that wonder why government did this all over the world 60 years ago and why the federal government in our country or even in England will spend millions of dollars per town lobbying to have it put in, we know why. We have the Rockefeller Foundation documents, even from the 60s, where they talk about adding sterilants to vaccines. We have John P. Holder in the White House Science Czar talking about the 70s, adding sterilants to water. We have the studies going back to the 20s where governments and universities knew that sodium fluoride was lowering fertility, lowering IQ. This is being added to the water to dumb you down, to control you. And they've known all along. And there's an even bigger twist that we cover in our interview with Dr. Paul Conant that we're going to link here on the bottom of the video. So hopefully you will send it to your friends and family so they can learn the truth. Your friends and family who've been in denial about fluoride, who just laugh at you and say, oh, my precious bodily fluids, like a line from Stanley Kubrick's great film, Dr. Strangelove, you can send them the Associated Press about this. Because they've been saying for 6 years babies and small children shouldn't drink any of this water, shouldn't brush their teeth with it. And now they're just kind of covering their butt again, warning people, while still simultaneously making fun of people. Because the big secret is that depending on where your water district, whether it's Germany, Canada, England, Australia, the United States, depending on where your water district, your city, buys these so-called sodium fluoride, between 150 and 300 plus chemicals are in the so-called sodium fluoride. That's the other big secret. Sodium fluoride's bad enough. Lead, mercury, arsenic, radiation particles, radium, different isotopes of uranium, because they mine. Most of the sodium fluoride comes from the byproducts of phosphate mining, where they mine the phosphate for fertilizer, but they can't use the toxic waste. They just certify it from China and ship it over here, or they certify it from Florida and ship it, you know, into your city, and then you drink it. I mean, you can't make something up this bad. And I remember Dr. Conant was here a few months ago and talked about radioactive isotopes in the water and how they know it's in there. And then a few weeks later, it came out in Texas that the state for decades had covered up knowing that radioactive isotopes were in the drinking water and were certifying it as safe. What they don't tell you is, though, that it's happening all over the state and all over the country because it's coming from the so-called fluoride they're adding. See, the cover-ups admitted that uranium's in there because they know that you know uranium's bad. They can't tell you it's good like they lied to you about fluoride. So they just covered up that they're putting that in. And that's the real big secret. So please, this is something we can take control of. We can stop drinking the toxic waste-filled water. You can stop having your children bathe in it with some pretty simple filtration systems on your house. You can move out to the country and drill a well. You can get away from this because depending on how many parts per million, we're talking 20-point, 15, 10-point, 8-point, 6-point IQ reductions. We're talking about thyroid problems. We're talking about your pancreas being burned out, all sorts of early onsets of heart disease because it calcifies in the arteries and the ventricles. We're talking about massive brain damage being caused by it, according to Dr. Blaylock and other top scientists. I mean, these are brain surgeons. These are professors. This is the literature. Do you understand? This is an absolute fact. And they're just covering their butts here. It took decades since they approved Prozac in 1981 to get them to admit on the drug insert that it does cause massive increases in suicide and psychotic behavior. Everybody knew because 99% of the mass shooters were on it, and it just puts them into a violent dream state when they're having a bad day. Now they've had to put it on the serotonin reuptake inhibitor family of Prozac-type drugs. And it's the same thing with fluoride. They're just putting the proviso in now to cover their butts. But now the denial's over, you can take even this whitewash and show it to people and save a lot of children's IQs, save a lot of women's thyroids. It really hits women bad in that area. Hits men worse in the bones. So many young people now getting arthritis directly linked to these chemicals in the water. Please warn everybody we can't fix the IMF and World Bank and the implosion of the dollar overnight. We can't stop all the nuts going around and shooting people, overnight. We can't stop all these illegal wars. But we can sure stop eating GMO foods and drinking sodium fluoride. We can sure start loving our neighbors and talking to our friends and building our communities. Because if you want to fix this country and fix the world, it starts in the mirror. So warn everybody about sodium fluoride and other chemicals being added in the water. This is a big secret. Watch our other video, Food, the Biggest Secret, that we put together that's been watched hundreds of thousands of times. And let's come together and really educate folks about what's happening so people can use their free will to protect themselves. Thank you for watching. Now the ball's in your court.
Visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. When you're on the site, you can also tune in 24 hours a day to my daily radio broadcast. There's also a free iPhone app to listen to the syndicated radio show when and where you want.
Okay, that's it for this live transmission, Sunday the 16th of January 2011. That video that you just heard is up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let's pay it forward and warn everybody we know and stop these monsters. Great job, crew.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.